Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour number two here on this Tuesday. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game. We always like our conversations with our next guest, Alan Bell, 24/7 Sports, CBS. He does it all. Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. Y'all doing all right?
How crazy has it been for you?
It's been a little while. With everything going on, it's certainly been a change, and especially with sports being off. That's a change as well. But you do what you can. You try to make the best of it, and you keep going forward. That's about all we can do.
What do you make of the Christian? Let's just start there. What do you make of the Christian McCaffrey deal yesterday afternoon?
Surprising. Didn't expect it at least this soon. In terms of it coming with the years that he has, left, on his original deal. But it makes sense. It's a team that understands that. This guy's dynamic. He's more than a running back. He's already their franchise leader, I think, in reception yards in a year and total receptions. I mean, this guy's already setting franchise records. So, they're going to pay him one day. And, you look at who he is in terms of a running back and a wide receiver. It's a hefty price tag, but he's more than a running back. You know what I mean?
Why do you think Carolina did choose to do this right now in the middle of April?
It's a good question. I don't really know. The only thing that I could think would be getting ahead of it. If they look at it and say, there's going to be a Derrick Henry that's going to get paid, sometime this offseason. Alvin Kamara is going to get paid sometime this to next offseason, and maybe there's some other running backs that I'm not thinking of. But that's the only thing that really makes sense. You know what I mean? Because you've got a new head coach in Matt Rhule. So it's not like it's something that, the head coach is rewarding a guy, for. He hasn't even, coached him yet. So that's about the only reason that I could think of.
What do you think that deal means? When you think of the deal and then you think of Derrick Henry and John Robinson and Jimmy Sexton, what does that mean on that end of things? I guess, how would you answer that? Because I feel probably different than most. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think that, it changes the market overall in terms of running backs. But, I don't think it's going to affect Derrick Henry and the Titans too much per se, right? In terms of, contracts and precedent with a position, it might have just taken – Derrick Henry's deal from, say, 12.5 to 13.5 per year, maybe somewhere around there. But it's not like Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey are really kind of comparable. I know that they're both running backs, but they're not the same type of player at all. And I don't think that Derrick Henry was going to be anywhere near a $16 million per year somewhere. So I think that it changes the market, just for raising the floor, but I don't think that it's going to have a huge effect on what the Titans and Derrick Henry do.
Yeah, I feel the same way you do. I feel exactly the same. It changed the market. It didn't really change, I don't believe, the deal for Derrick Henry. So what do you think still is probably the magic number for this deal to get done before the middle of July?
Yeah, probably in that, that 13.5 somewhere around there, 14. I think if you start looking above 14, you're doing yourself a disservice as an NFL team because, look what the market – take the Christian McCaffrey part out of it. Look at the market for running backs before that. Todd Gurley released. Devontae Freeman released, right? Like, there's not going to be any leverage coming from other NFL teams that are going to want to sign Derrick Henry and take him away on some huge, massive deal. So – there's not a lot of leverage really for Derrick Henry to be demanding a high number. I think you keep him at a manageable 13.5 or so, per year. And if you want to throw some incentives out there, be my guest, because if those incentives get hit, that means it's a win-win for both sides.
Yeah, Alan Bell on the line with this CBS Sports line. So what do you think? What do you think? What about guaranteed money? Where are you at on the guaranteed money for Derrick Henry?
Yeah, you know, I think it depends on how many years, you know, you're looking at, right? So if you get, you know, say it's a three-year deal, right, and you're looking at, you know, 13 and a half, you know, somewhere around there. So that's what, 3 years, $39 million. You know, I would look at the 26, 28, you know, maybe even 30. I think it's going to be somewhere around what that franchise tag number is going to be. You know, you're going to have to throw a little bit out there more, you know, just so he's happy and because he's your guy. And, you know, I think both sides want it to benefit both. But, yeah, I mean, if you're looking at 3 years, I would look around that 28, 29, somewhere around there. And, again, you know, if you want to get, you know, some incentives in there, then you know, be my guess.
If I just said, Alan, what do you think of the AFC South as we head into the draft right now, today, what would you say?
I think it's feast or famine, right? Like, I think you've got teams in the, you know, with the Titans, the Texans that are, you know, proven, right? Like, I think even though Bill O'Brien kind of is a crazy person in the offseason, the team wins, right? Like, I mean, they're good. I think both teams, you know, are going to be exactly who we think they're going to be. But then you've got the Colts and you've got the Jaguars. And I know that, you know, the Colts are going to be a Vegas favorite. But, I mean, why, right? Like, what did they show last year? Phillip Rivers is on a new team that's not really going to have an offseason to learn, you know, playbook, teammates, you know, all that stuff. Like, they've got so much more, you know, that they're going to have to show me. And then the Jaguars, like, they're going to be a disaster. So I think it's going to be the two teams that we think are going to be there at the top. And then the other two, good luck.
Alan Bell is with us, Sportsline, 24/7 Sports. And one more on Derrick Henry. That we know they have the cap space. We know that, you know, they $10 million or so is already counting against the cap, so they can get this done. But do you think that part of the strategy with John Robinson right now is waiting to see how things might play out with Jadeveon Clowney, with Logan Ryan, with some, you know, another trade or free agent that we haven't talked about, plus the draft, and then he's going to circle back and try and get Henry done?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're exactly right on that. And because, you know, besides Christian McCaffrey, there's nothing that's really going to change the market for Derrick Henry to begin with, right? So you take your time. Do you go get a Clowney? Do you re-sign Logan Ryan? What do you do in the draft? Like, I think a big question, you know, is you know, when do the Titans look at that number two running back position? Because they're going to have to. One way or another, they have to address it, right? So did they spend, you know, a higher draft pick on a DeAndre Swift, a J.K. Dobbins, somebody like that, which can change, you know, not a ton of what you're doing with Derrick Henry. But, again, you have to get that. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think that they're going to use pretty much, you know, all offseason to get that deal done with Derrick, because there could be changes not only to running back, you know, depth on that team, but overall, you know, with other free agents.
John Robinson did acknowledge last week, I guess it was, when he met with reporters via conference call, that he had spoken to Jadeveon Clowney's camp. They, you know, they had engaged in conversations. So how serious do you think those conversations are?
Oh, I bet they're very serious. Now, with if you look at the market for Jadeveon Clowney, all right, so after the draft, there's only going to be three NFL teams. They're going to be $20 million or more under the salary cap: the Browns, the Texans, and the Titans. Okay, so the Browns and Titans are both going to be involved in Clowney. Texans, obviously, they're not going to be. They had traded them away previously, right? So with Jadeveon Clowney, you might not be, like, if you're the Titans, you might not be battling other teams per se for Clowney. You're kind of battling him. So I wouldn't be surprised if Clowney kind of takes all offseason, uses this, you know, kind of odd time, odd offseason to wait till training camp and try to get more leverage with more teams, you know, to get involved. So again, like you know, John Robinson and them might not be battling the Browns per se. They might be battling Clowney, you know, just waiting to see if anybody comes back in to the market for him. But I think it's very serious. I think the Titans absolutely do want to get him. They just have to get him for the right price per year.
Titans are scheduled to pick at 29th overall. And, you know, one thing we've been discussing Allen is their biggest need, and I think it's kind of changed a little. It could be corner. It could be pass rush. I mean, you brought up the backup running back. I think receiver will be in play as well. And so with all that said, I'm starting to lean towards that they trade out of the first round to acquire more picks. What do you think about that?
Yep, I completely agree with you. I think that that's probably what they try to do. Now, the hard part is going to be this, is that are we going to see any trades in the first round just because this draft is so completely different than anything that we've ever seen, right? So I think that, you know, they'll try and see if the market's there. But if it's not, then you just go get the best player available. And the Titans finally find themselves in the most enviable spot in the NFL draft. And what I mean by that is this, is that this is the spot that the Steelers are in every year, that the Ravens are in now, that the Patriots are in every year, right? And that means that you don't have to go crazy trying to fill, you know, just an immediate hole. You're good. Your team's good. You're returning so many solid players that, you know what, you could get aggressive, right? So if you're at that position and you see, you know, a D-end outside linebacker that you want, go get him. If you see a cornerback that you want, go get him. But maybe you're sitting there and you're saying, you know what, we could trade back, get back like 6, 7, 8 spots. We like the running back, DeAndre Swift or whoever that's out there right now. Forget it. Let's go do it, right? Like there's so many options that they could do that they're in a really good spot. Now, I would not be surprised if this is the most aggressive draft that we've seen for Robinson and Vrabel.
Allen Bell is with us. Always fun talking football with him as we count down to the NFL draft. So, Allen, I know you've been following this closely. Where do you see it? Where do you see Tua going, and where do you see Jalen Hurts going?
Yeah, great. All right, so that's a great question. So first, on Tua, I still think the Miami Dolphins make the most sense. I mean, it's going to be the Dolphins or Chargers. I think the biggest question is, can the Dolphins wait and get him at 5, or are they going to have to trade up, you know, to 3 to go get him, kind of the conventional wisdom, you know, that we all thought. Now, with Jalen Hurts, you know, this is where it gets interesting because we've really never seen the NFL as it is in terms of the quarterback position where the supply is so much larger than the demand, right? Like we saw this offseason, there were so many quarterbacks that got signed. There's, what, 4, 5, 6, 7 quarterbacks that are in the draft. There's not a lot of teams that need starters. Plus, Cam Newton's still out there. Jameis Winston's still out there. Andy Dalton's going to be out there. So what I mean by all that is this, is that Jalen Hurts might fall a little bit. There might be a couple quarterbacks that fall just because the demand is not really there. But while that seems bad for Jalen Hurts, that could really, really work out for Jalen Hurts because you could find yourself a team like the Steelers that need a good backup quarterback. And say he ends up there, well, you know what? You don't know how Ben Roethlisberger is going to be this year anyway. And two, he might not be there longer than a year to where instead of you taking over a Dolphins or a Chargers and trying to lead that team from the bottom, now you're taking over a playoff team, right? So I think you could look at there. You could see even the Green Bay Packers that are kind of try to look at doing the Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, now Aaron Rodgers to insert Jalen Hurts, right? Like there could be a good team that just looks at Jalen and says, all right, kid, you're going to have to sit for a year, 2 years, but – we're going to be really good, and you're going to have your hands full as soon as you get in.
Allen, you've got some interesting insights on Juwan Jennings. And with everybody now sort of getting creative on how to use guys and get people on the field, utility roles, things like that, tell me your forecast for Juwan.
Yeah, so, you know, with Juwan Jennings, I mean, he's going to be so difficult because he's a differently built player, right? Like as a wide receiver, he's, you know, in the 4.7 something range with a 40. Like he's not going to be, you know, a high draft pick, a guy that's on the board that teams are going to look at. However, you know, he's one of those players that we all kind of saw, you know, in the SEC. I've seen the kids since he was in high school. He's just one of those guys that gets a job done, right? So I could see a team like, say, the Buffalo Bills, you know, that they play a physical style of football. And they've got, you know, a young nucleus in terms of their offense to where he could fit something like that. I could see him with a San Francisco 49ers to where, you specifically use Juwan Jennings in, you know, a special teams kickoff type role, not to mention, you know, inside the 20 in the red zone to where he's just a mismatch type guy that the defenses don't really know what to do with him. So, you know, I think that he's just such a different, you know, kind of wide receiver than what's going to be up there that teams have to be smart. And if you get the right mentality, you know, with the team, with the coach, we've seen what Juwan Jennings can do. You know, he just seems to make the play exactly when you need it. And he can really help an NFL team.
All right, Alan, I'm going to throw it this way because I know Darren and Chase have been following this, but I want to get your thoughts because I think we're going to hit on this at some point during the show today because I know you've been following closely the one and only infamous Vince McMahon in the news cycle right now with not only the fallout of the XFL, but the continuing what he's going to try to do with his WWE. You've followed it closely, so where do you think it's going?
Yeah, so yesterday Vince was greasing a lot of palms, right? Like, I mean, he had a busy day when you have XFL bankruptcy in the morning, and then you convince, you know, the state of Florida that you're an essential business in the afternoon. I mean, it's wild, right? Like, I mean, it's Vince McMahon. Like, his life is wrestling. Like, it's craziness. You know, first the XFL, I hate it for all the people there because it was, you know, it was kind of working, right? But it just seems like this thing is snake bit. And the NFL always wins. And then two, you know, if you remember during 9/11, right, like afterward, you know, Vince McMahon in wrestling, you know, he made it a point to say, you know, that they were the first sport that came back. And I don't mean that as a disrespectful thing. I mean that, you know, he wanted to be, you know, the sport that came back for the people, that put on the show, you know, that kind of helped everybody kind of get together and bring some, you know, happiness back into life. And I think that's really important to him. And I think he wants to do the same thing now. We saw the UFC, you know, there's a reason why they were trying to do the exact same thing. Vince McMahon is doing everything he can to get back on TV because this guy, he doesn't want to stop. He wants to continue. The show must go on.
Is there any truth that Marty and Wendy Bird helped negotiate his deals yesterday? Alan, have you heard that to be a fact?
It's a great question.
Hey, they can get stuff done.
That they can.
Hey, always good to talk to you. Continue to be safe, and we'll chat soon.
Man, you guys too. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That is Alan Bell. He's always fantastic. CBS Sportsline is where you can find his work. We will come back. A lot to digest. After that conversation, we'll get into a bunch of it. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.